Hi, this is Kathy Forstey at Folk Alliance International with KC Cafe Radio. We're doing what we're calling our hotel sessions and inviting in some friends from a long time ago. And one of those friends is David Henkin. I think David was one of our first artists on the station. And it's great to see you here at the conference once again. And David is not only a good friend of KC Cafe Radio, but a good friend of all local Kansas City musicians. And now you're expanding your scope to the country with your new Gypsy Wagon Man, right?
That's right.
Tell people about that, what that is.
Well, I've been touring full-time. This is my second year touring full-time as a musician, performing songwriter. And I run into great artists, great songwriters that have terrible videos. And they just can't afford to hire someone to do a video that has a whole crew. It just is so expensive. So I built a soundproof recording trailer, and I can do really good music videos without a crew, so that it's priced for people on their way up before they get the name recognition and don't really need a video anymore.
Right. Great. And you've been taking it around to like festivals and things and doing that?
Yeah, it was really fun at the Walnut Valley Festival. We were able to fit upright bass, fiddle, banjo, and guitar all in there.
Great. Awesome. So is there anybody you've seen that you're like, they're really going to be big stars someday? Or
well,
anybody you're really
Hope
impressed
Dunbar
with?
From Nebraska is just definitely on her way up.
Yeah, I agree. I like her a lot, too. She's wonderful. We just started playing her on the station. So you've named the new album Gypsy Wagon Man.
Yeah, I decided to call it Gypsy Wagon Man. And I do have a song, Gypsy Wagons, on the CD that's kind of from my research about really the plight of the gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first cases of discrimination was the gypsies in Europe.
Mm-hmm. And so where did the name Gypsy Wagon come from? Is it just because you wanted?
Well, I was interested in getting something that I could actually do my practice in. It's really hard to stand up in a tent and do an hour of practice on guitar and vocal. And so I started looking at trailers and RVs and just stumbled onto these wooden gypsy wagons that people are building.
Mm.
And the reading style wagon has slanted sides and a curved ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have parallel walls. So I'm going, this would sound amazing.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are wood paneled. And sure enough, it's just, you can hear every nuance of the vocal and the instruments, acoustic instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of got me started. Well, why not soundproof it? So it took a whole year designing it because no one had tried it. It's way too hard. And it's actually working. And so that's been really a fun project and something that kind of balances out when I'm not on tour and doing shows.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the new CD, Gypsy Wagon Man, it's a double album, so
yes,
you've got a ton of songs.
It's been 2 years since I'd put out a CD and found that I'd waited too long. And so it has 19 songs, which is just about full for what a CDR can hold.
Mm-hmm. And how often do you usually write? Are you writing like every day?
You know, having done the monthly song challenge with our songwriting group in Kansas City since 1992, I find that the songs will come without a lot of the discipline that I used when I was first writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am always practicing and always have a guitar and am always writing down notes and phrases as they come to me that would make good songs.
Mm-hmm.
And find that I'm still writing one or two songs a month. And I keep thinking, well, I really should do daily practice. I should be cranking out a song a week. But At this point, I think there's a lot of songwriting going on in the background in mm-hmm. my brain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very fortunate that way, that that's not something that's a concern or that I have to worry about.
No, you've always been very prolific. Can you do us a song right now
yeah,
from the new
yeah.
album?
This almost didn't make it on the album, and I played it for a promoter. I said, I just don't know about this. Do you think it belongs on the album? And he's going, oh, my gosh, yes. So it started out as a really... serious song about how all of the experiences that we have and the memories that we have with people really adds weight to a relationship. And then the title jumped into my brain and it went downhill from there. It's called Big Fat Love. Crazy party, I'm with my sister on the backyard swing, laughing about that Boy Scout trip where we got all those bee stings. I tease her for the 100th time about that park slide in the snow. Sad goodbyes and weddings, where does all that time go? Snowflakes start to drift down from a winter sky above. These memories all come together to make a big fat love. Big fat love. Big fat love. Big fat love. It waddles in with a big fat grin. We've got a big fat love. Hawks circle overhead. I'm camping with the gang. There's a story we remember for every song we sang. Like the little farms that disappear, or the flood of 2016. Fish and porta-johns from the rivers, not as easy as it seems. Big drops start to fall from a stormy sky above. These memories all come together to make a big fat love, big fat love, big fat love, big fat love. It waddles in with a big fat grin we've got. Big fat love. Do you remember our first date? Just a beer run that won't take long. Our friends thought we had gotten lost, and I guess in a way they weren't wrong. You pulled over to put air in a tire in your shorts and halter top. Warm wind in your long hair, Lord, I thought my heart would stop. I pointed out the shooting stars in a moonless sky above. These memories all come together to make big fat love, big fat love, big fat love, big fat love. Darling, you're the perfect size in my eyes, but we've got a big fat love.
Man and Big Fat Love from his newest CD, Gypsy Wagon Man. This is your 9th CD, right?
Yes. And it's a double CD, so I don't know if it counts really as 9 or
9 and
10.
So I don't think I've ever found out this from you, but how old were you when you first started making music and writing music?
Well, I had two older brothers that were really into music, and they were like in the choir and school and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, born in 52, by the time I was 8 years old in 1960, you were hearing primarily music on the radio for, young people that was written by the artist. It mm-hmm. was right at the beginning of the singer-songwriter. So I didn't know I wasn't supposed to, and at 8 I wrote a song.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Wow. And the ones that I still play today, the two oldest ones, were written in 71.
Uh-huh.
And wrote during college the next few years.
So how accomplished of a guitar player were you at 8 years old?
Well, again, because my brothers were playing instruments, I actually started out on ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
And then was lucky enough to get a guitar and learn to finger pick.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the time I was 17, I was really comfortable finger picking.
Yeah.
And that really helped.
At what point did you start doing the capo thing? Because you're really well known around us local people for your capos.
Yeah, I had about 4 CDs, and I had a good friend at the Rocky Mountain Folks Fest as a song school. And just loved his music and his guitar playing. And all my music was starting to sound the same. I had, ideas for new songs, but I kept going back to the same chord progressions and mm-hmm. rhythms, and was really getting harder and harder to come up with fresh music. And so I went to this capo workshop just because Brian was a friend, Brian Joseph, and realized that, no, this would give me a whole new sonic palette. And it actually was easier for someone that wasn't a really skilled guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I've got probably 20 songs plus that sound different from my other material, basically because of the partial capo tunings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember when you started using the partial capoing, it was really cool. And it's like, I'd never seen it before. So it was interesting.
I would say more than half or about half of the songs on this project use partial capo.
Very cool. Well, can you do us another song from the album?
Yes. I kind of have gotten known for story songs. And, I realized that I had this story that I'd actually written a poem about a long, long time ago and had never written a song for it. So this is Celina's Midnight Cook. Wipers complain, but this drizzle won't end. Goodbye to these towns, I won't come this way again. Highway turns to lanes of red and white stars, so I pull off at Salina, but don't see many cars. My coffee cup is chipped, but my hands are warm. Homemade pie has cured this storm. From my plastic booth, I see her standing there, just outside her kitchen, finger twirling her hair. Celina's midnight cook. Lean Kansas blonde, long finger in her book. She clearly doesn't belong. Is she on the trail of a murder mystery, or in an elevator with a client to see? Is there a train in the snow with a romance afoot? One thing I'm sure of is she's no longer a cook. She sees me staring and I feel a fool, but she welcome home smiles and winks so cool. She comes to my table, my face gets hot. She puts a hand on my shoulder, says, sweetie, what do you want? Salina's midnight cook. Lean Kansas blonde. Long fingers in her book. She clearly doesn't belong. When I ask what she's reading, when I ask her name, I want a ticket on that train. I swear there's a smile on her fingertips, but I say I should be going and leave my tip. I'd drive away into the night, hating to just leave, but knowing it was right. Somewhere there's a lucky guy who will win her heart, but my story and hers are just too far apart. Salina's midnight cook. Lean Kansas blonde. Long fingers in her book. She clearly doesn't belong. Wipers complain, but this drizzle won't end. Goodbye to these towns, won't come this way again.
Beautiful. Nice song. David Hankin, the Gypsy Wagon Man. Here on KC Cafe Radio. David, tell people where they can find your music.
DavidHakan.com. That's H-A-K-A-N. And links to Bandcamp. I love Bandcamp because you can listen to whole songs and see all the lyrics and a lot of my story songs. Mm-hmm. You know, the really juicy parts come three or four verses in. So it's really nice to be able to hear the whole song and be able to download it or buy it. So Bandcamp is right there on the DavidHakan.com site.
Okay, great. Thank you for coming by and playing for us.
Thanks so much.
Chatting for a little while.